is to Psalms chapter 37, Psalm 37. The ushers do have some Bibles if you'd like to borrow one while you're here. Psalm 37. Remember, that's a loan. It's not a... Okay, Psalm 37. Okay. Are you with me?
Yes.
Praise God. All right, now, here's a scripture. Here's what it reads. Verse 18. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. In the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Wow. In the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Let's put that up there in the Amplified Translation. Just see another degree of understanding here. It says, the Lord knows the days of the upright and blameless, and their heritage would be forever. Then it goes on down and says, they shall not be put to shame in a time of evil. And in the days of famine, they shall be what? Satisfied. The word satisfied there means have enough, or the implication is more than enough. That those who are righteous, those who are practicing the covenant of God, when the days of famine come in the evil time, it won't even affect them. And the only way you'll know that we're in a recession is that you read it in the newspaper. Why? Because you're not depending on the security of this world system to be able to empower you financially or whatever. In other words, true enough, there might be an assignment or what we call a job that we go to, but that's not your source. And that God is going to have you live far beyond what your job can pay you. Amen. You're going to be living better than your supervisor. Amen. All right. I'm not trying to compare you with your supervisor, but I just thought I'd say that. Now, let's look at how that works over here in Genesis chapter 26. In Genesis chapter 26, there was a famine in the land. And the Bible says over here in 26 and verse 1, and there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down to Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. Sojourn in this land, and I'll be with you. And I will bless you, for unto thee and to thy seed will I give all these countries, and I'll perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father, and I'll make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I'll give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be what? Blessed. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice, he kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, and the great store of servants, and the Philistines, what? Envied him. Verse 16. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. Let me give you another translation. Go somewhere else. You have become too rich and powerful for us. How would you like people to put you out of your community? They would get all the neighbors together and come over to your house and ask you to move. Say, would you go from us and go move somewhere else? You're making us look too bad in this neighborhood. So I'm just saying, and that's kind of a little, little story there. But the point of it is that God can make it so that when everybody else is on that system and just trying to barely make it because of the evil time, then you'll have it so that you'll have more than enough. And I believe God wants us to supply a platform that everybody will know that Jesus is Lord. that he's Lord over recession, depression. He's Lord over any kind of economic downturn. He's Lord over people getting laid off and joblessness. He is Lord. So I'm saying for you, trust in the Lord. Amen. And learn this system here, because in everybody's life, a little rain is falling. So learn to depend on the security of the kingdom and not social security. There's nothing wrong with it, but you're not supposed to put your stock in that. Say amen. Amen. One man asked a question, what are you going to do when the system shuts down? Well, that's a pretty good question to ask. Now, he's got a scripture. The idea about it is, how did Isaac do this? Isaac sowed in a time of famine. And if you really want to know what that means, it means give out of your need. Sowing in famine, giving out of your need. In other words, you really can't in the natural afford to sow, but in the kingdom, that's the way you grow. Well, that rhymed, didn't it? And so what we were trying to do here is, we're trying to make it so that we don't have to be subject to doing it the world's way, going down, trying to borrow this, so forth and so on. Folks, there's a way, because there's no financial possibility in the kingdom of God. Over in Luke's gospel, put it up, Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. He said to him, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall men give into your bosom. I'd like to add that first line, give that it may be given unto you. Why am I saying that? Because God wants to give it to you anyway. He's trying to get it to you right now. But he needs you to do it his way. And his way of getting him to meet our need is through our seed. So we have to sow. And I don't care how much money you got, little or none, or you have a lot, doesn't make any difference. Sowing and reaping is God's way to meet the need of his people. You got that? All right, now we've asked you to take a green envelope and believe God for $1,000 to go in that envelope. And I'm believing, I've got my faith on it, that as you hold the envelope out, rain, money will just fall from heaven just like rain. And just fall right in that envelope. I'm just asking you to do one thing. Bring it in when the money comes. Amen. Bring it in when the money comes. It's a faith pledge. And as you do so, that $1,000 seed, there's something about $1,000 that breaks something. More, I'm telling you, it's something about it. So, if you would, we ask you to participate with us. Now, really, understand, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. Just don't murmur about it. Just take it or not take it. Praise God. But I guarantee you it works. All you got to do is hold the envelope out. Just hold it out and watch God just fill that envelope up. Why? Because I'm believing for it. See, I sowed a seed already. You're just going to be used as part of my harvest of collecting the harvest that's coming in for the seed. By the way, if you do have a watermelon, one day I need to bring one in here. A watermelon, and you take a watermelon, you sow a watermelon seed, a big watermelon comes up out of the ground. Am I right about it? But what's inside of that watermelon? A lot of seeds. Notice you can plant a whole field almost with that watermelon. My point to you is, notice something's happening here and multiplication is about to take place in your life. And I want you to get in on it. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap. Let's prepare our tithes and our offerings. And now we have a ministry by our little children in the Children's Church of LWCC. Praise the Lord.